So it's told to me by a good buddy of mine that whenever good news pops up, you need to make sure you put it out to the masses. That way we keep the positivity flowing. Because as I do great things, I definitely want to know the dope things you guys have going. You know what? I just realized I messed up my intro. So give me a second. What up? It's your boy K. Cole. It's Katie and Courage. I'm in the house right now, baby. Okay. Now that we've gotten the intro out the way. So the news I wanted to announce to you guys, I am proud to announce that as of today, I've officially closed the deal with Divine Legacy Publishing, fresh out of North Carolina, to launch my book, Altitude, The Climb. We closed the deal out today. The book is slated to be released mid-August. And starting next week, date to be determined, I'm going to start taking initial orders for my book. It's my first project. I'm doing this in a co-op format, meaning that it's self-published, but it's also assistance from a publishing agency to really get the book out there the way that I see fit. This is my second book. But it's my first book that I have put out to the masses worldwide. So I am super excited just to take this project and to push it out there. So with that being said, I'm really excited. It's going to be an awesome Friday. For those that are getting ready to go into work right now, please don't let old girl in the back that don't know how to do her job drive you crazy today. Don't let that guy that thinks he knows everything at work bother you. Don't let that guy bother you today. And number three, make sure you send me a message on either my Twitter, my Instagram, or my Facebook account requesting to pre-order my book, Altitude the Climb. So for those that don't know, on Twitter and Facebook, it is KDE63, as in Kilo Delta Echo 63. And on the gram, Instagram that is, it's KDAE Kilo Delta Alpha Echo 63. Hey, with that being said, I ain't gonna hold y'all up much longer. I just wanted to get the dope news out there. Once again, it's your boy K Cole, KDE63, doing what I do just for you. Move your dreams, move the world, and I'll see you guys next week with a dope episode of The Dream Mover. You know what? Oh, I am doing everything backwards today. Just reminding you guys, tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, we're doing The Dream Mover podcast live on Facebook. We'll be going over my stream over the Ken the Encourager website. That's www.facebook.com/KDE63. Where I'll be doing a live feed of the Dream Mover podcast, taking any questions, any feedback. We'll be doing poetry. We'll be just talking real life, everything for about a good 20 to 30 minutes, no more than that, because I don't want to get you guys so bogged down talking to me, at least, especially not till we get a fan base up. So it's not one guy trying to hold a conversation to make me feel good about myself. Yo, so I won't hold y'all anymore. Love y'all. Be blessed. It's Friday. Last day, get your work in. KDE63, I'm out of here. But since I am here, and it is Friday, let me at least drop y'all a little bit of motivation for your Friday. So let's talk about two things real quick. We'll call this episode 7.5. So let's talk about why it's important for you to read. Matter of fact, this is a segment I recorded last night, but the episode is getting too big and I don't like going over 40 minutes. And I did that last night and I was already upset. But here's a little segment that talks about why you should read, one, and two, why you need to do it today and not wait until tomorrow. Tie your shoelaces, tie them up tight. It's going to be a long run. Dream Mover Podcast, episode 7.5. Let's go.
You know the number one thing I hate doing? I hate reading. I really do. Like, I hate reading with a passion. Mainly because, here we go. I'm a person that suffers from, when I read, I instantly get sleepy and yawning. So, I'm getting my MBA right now, and I'm sitting here reading over my materials. And as I read, the material is great, the content is great. I just get sleepy because I'm forced to activate my brain in silence. So I'm a music head. I love music. I can listen to music all day long. But when it comes to this sit down right here, do nothing else but read something. Oh man, you might as well give me a pillow, bro. It doesn't matter if I'm standing up. Like, it is night time. It's time to lay on the ground, put the book, put the tablet, put the phone under my head. Let me lay down because I'm done for the night. I say all this to say, if you are not a person who is a avid reader, get used to reading, because no matter whether you like it or not, those that obtain the knowledge are the ones that make the decisions. You can't make misinformed decisions and expect them to consistently bring results. So take that time, bite the bullet, pick up something and read it. I don't care if you're reading a magazine. I don't care if you're picking up some book. I don't care if you're going to grab a novel or something. Just relax that you want to read, because even in those materials, we normally find things that end up benefiting us in the long run. So take it from your boy KDE63. It's okay if you don't like reading, because even I don't like reading. But I know that mastery, the money, the growth, all of that is in your willingness to pick up a book, to force yourself to read and obtain that knowledge. And to be honest with you, as you start to read and your body gets used to taking in knowledge this way, I'm a firm believer it starts to get a little easier over time. So, something to think about. But no matter what, whether you love reading, you don't like reading, take the time to read. I promise it'll pay off later. Next segment. Let's go. I know a lot of people that like to say, when certain things come up, I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it tomorrow. Yeah, that task, I'll do it tomorrow. That thing for my kids, I don't know, man. I'll look at it tomorrow. We'll see tomorrow. Let me tell you something. I'm gonna need you to stop acting like tomorrow is just guaranteed to come. Tomorrow is not always guaranteed, my friend. I'm gonna need you to start looking at things like tomorrow. What tomorrow? Because tomorrow might not show up. Be proactive today while you still have the breath inside of your lungs to be able to be proactive, guys. Every single night before I go to bed, I always take time to sit down, look at my schedule, reflect on my day, and figure out throughout my week, what else do I need to get ahead of? Because if I don't get ahead of it now, it could come back and bite me in the butt days, weeks later. Something just as simple as getting an outfit ready for the following day can save you so much time, because you know what you can't predict? You can't, even though you might want to say tomorrow I'll get it done, you know what you can't predict? You can't predict who else is going to say tomorrow. You know what's more scary? While you're sitting here saying that I'll do it tomorrow, you know what else you can't predict that's more dangerous than the guy that also says he's going to wait till tomorrow? You can't predict the guy that's going to say, I'm going to knock this out today. The guy that is always a step ahead of you is always going to be the winner. It never fails. If you're in a race, the guy who has the leg on you is going to win the race. When you're playing a game of football, if the running back invades the tackle, if the wideout is ahead of his defender, that touchdown is almost guaranteed. As long as he doesn't like drop the ball at the 1 yard line. But we know which team did that. Let's keep moving on. There's so many other examples I can give you. The bottom line is, procrastination is not your friend, it is your enemy. And even the slightest entrance of procrastination into the mind can lead to a path of reactiveness. You will find yourself moving twice as fast over something that did not require that much energy from you. And isn't it funny that the energy that's required being proactive and reactive are the same energy, yet you exert so much more energy when you put yourself in a reactive space? Don't make yourself reactive, because you don't have to be. You have a choice over whether you're going to end up being reactive today or not. So take some time and plan things out accordingly. If you can take an extra 10 minutes to get after something, whether it be an extra 10 minutes to read, whether it be an extra 10 minutes to write, whether it's packing the kids' lunches, whether it's scheduling that appointment for the doctor that your wife told you to schedule 3 or 4 times. Hi, honey, I promise I scheduled it today. Please don't be mad. Yes, I'm speaking from my experiences too. So I want you guys to know, when I do these things, I'm not doing it just as the guy that's pointing out your flaws. Even I have my own mistakes in this. But you have to be willing enough to accept when something is not right about you, that you need to grow and be able to share that experience with others, so that if they are in the same predicament, they don't remain in the same tunnel as you climb your way out. Take the time to look at your life. Look at where you always have to move fast. Figure out why you always have to move fast in those areas. You know why I always get up in the morning and I have to rush super fast? It's because the night before, I wouldn't lay out my outfits. I did not prep the food. I did not lay out my work schedule. I did not assess what my workload truly looked like. And because I didn't know what it looked like, I found myself that morning trying to figure everything out. So now I'm rushing in the morning to figure out what I need to do for the day, number one. Number two, while I'm trying to do that, there's these other two ideas as far as getting food and getting clothes ready that are sitting in there. And when you have multiple things going on that you decided to delay, those tasks that would have been easy to just suck it up and do when it was easy for you, they start to slowly become distractors, because your brain starts saying, I still gotta do this, I still gotta do that. And when your brain starts thinking of 4 or 5 different things it has to do, those distractors can slow you down, or it can speed you up. But if it speeds you up, we all know what it could lead to. It could lead to you forgetting something. It could lead to you forgetting that badge that gets you into the building at work. It could be that paperwork that you needed to go to the doctor so that everything could be, so you could have a quick and fast appointment. And then what do? You find yourself halfway there realizing you forgot it, and now you got to go back home just to go grab one item. That's what that wait till the last minute, wait till tomorrow mind state will get you. Now, the last thing I'm going to tell you is this. Everybody is guaranteed to leave this world one day. Everybody's gonna die one day. Eric Thomas said it best, and I couldn't say it better. The 1 minute that you decide to skip out on, that you say, I can wait another day, that 1 minute could be 5 minutes, 10 minutes, an hour, days, months, years, decades. You could have pushed your goals, dreams, and ambitions to the right that much time based off of your lack of one decision, because we all know that life is all about timing. It's all about triggers. What you do will trigger something else. And if you don't take the time to line up everything to the T the way that it is supposed to be in your life when the opportunity proposes itself, you are setting yourself up for a longer journey. You are capable of taking a long journey, but you shouldn't put yourself in a position to voluntarily make it longer. Be proactive, plan your life out accordingly. And if it means sucking it up for a couple extra seconds to get to the next level, that's 5 extra minutes, 10 extra minutes I'm willing to hand over to make it happen. Stay tuned. It's the Dream Mover Podcast. Hit my music. Let's go.
Hey guys, thanks so much. That's all the time we have for today. Make sure you guys stay connected with me, man. On Facebook and Twitter, KDE63, and on Instagram, KDAE63. Got a lot of great events coming up. You guys heard I have a book coming out, Altitude the Climb, that'll be out in August timeframe, courtesy of Divine Legacy Publishings, and we look forward to doing some more great work for you guys. So make sure you guys stay tuned. You never know when a mini episode like this is going to drop. You never know when a regular episode is going to drop. So keep your eyes glued. It's the Dream Mover Podcast. Love you guys, and I'll see you soon. Peace!